touching on Gary again, he dialed your number a whole bunch when he was here. Mm-hmm. And you think about the impact he had on your career. Some thoughts about that.
I mean, like I said before, I had my best years under him. So, you know, it'd be a good chance to get to see him and talk to him a little bit. I mean, that's pretty much it. I'd be happy to see him.
Bill O'Brien said that the game plan this week is a lot different than any game plan y'all have had all year. How much difference do you expect there to be for the offense this week?
I mean, it'll be a little different because, you know, you have guys that haven't been here, throughout the season. So it'll be a little different, but, we're going to go out and try to execute it to the best of our ability.
What about seeing some of your friends, like Owen, facing him? And what is that like?
It'll be a lot of fun. I got a chance to, see him a lot this offseason. We trained together over at Nine Innovations with Arian's brother. So, be a good chance to get to see a lot of those guys and catch up with them a little bit.
Arian was saying that, talking about Gary, that when it's going well, they'll kind of ride you off on the sunset, and then when it's not going well, they want your head on a stake. What did you think about that last year with Gary, how everything ended?
I mean, it's just the nature of the business. The quarterback position and the head coach are going to take most of the blame, no matter how good you were the year before or whatever. So when things are going bad, those are the two people who are going to take most of the blame. So, you hate to see it happen, but it is what it is, man. It's part of the business, and you just have to keep moving.
You was it tough for you missing last week with the concussion? Were you trying to fight to get out there?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, you always want to be out on the field playing with your teammates. It was hard to sit there and watch it, but, it's unfortunate what I had to go through. And, I'm fine now, so I'll be out there Sunday.
How scary? What do you remember? Go ahead. I think we got the same thing. How scary was it when that happened? And had you ever dealt with anything like that?
No, it wasn't scary. I think it's more scary for other people than it was for me. I talk about it like nothing happened. So, everybody else who saw it said that it was a scary moment for them. I watched the play. Even after it happened, I didn't feel nervous or anything. So it's pretty much it. It's a part of football that happens. I've seen it happen several times. So just have to move on from it and keep going.
Did you lose consciousness?
I thought I did. I felt like I blanked out for a moment. But Chris Myers told me that my eyes were still open. So, I don't know. I felt my body and stuff, my arms and stuff tense up. I remember everything from it.
Did he reach out to you at all, the player that hit you?
No, I haven't talked to him. I don't think that, that was something that was intentionally done. It's part of the game. It happens. It was a bang-bang play. We get to play them next week, so, if it's something to say, I don't expect an apology from it. After I got up off the ground, I remember some of the players, coming to me, just saying, get better, and stuff like that. So I don't think it was nothing intentionally done.
You said it wasn't scary for you, but did your family, were they, like, freaking out seeing that happen to you?
Yeah, of course. Your family members and friends will be, but for me, it wasn't scary. You just don't, I wouldn't say I would want to experience it again, but, I wouldn't say that it was scary. It's, when you've been around this game for a long time, you've seen it happen. So I think maybe if I was carried off on a stretcher or something, then, that probably would have been a scary part.
How long did it take before you felt, your head felt right and you felt like yourself again?
You mean after I took the hit?
Yeah.
I felt fine once I got up and walked off and went to the sideline. I felt fine.
But what was it like last week watching Fitzpatrick go down and then Savage go down in the same game?
It was just kind of like, where's the bad luck coming from? So, you hate to see that. When I saw Fitz stand up and then I saw him sit down, I knew it was something bad.